So, we were just discussing the fact that it feels like a bit of a waste, the fact that I pulled a quiz out of the Herald Sun.
Sometimes in the store while buying the paper.
Pull it out and basically throw out the rest of the paper. And I keep thinking, like, I could probably read the paper. And I thought, well, it's actually the Herald Sun are the one to blame because they have this nice quiz that's surrounded by a heap of garbage. So.
Yeah, exactly right.
So it's pretty much on you, Herald Sun. So,
any listeners from the Herald Sun, I'm sure we've got probably none.
Yeah.
It's your own fault.
I'm sure there's probably some.
Do you think someone from the Herald Sun would be listening to this?
Yeah.
Well, what are we sort of running numbers-wise?
Quite a bit.
It's sort of like discussing how much you get paid. You sort of don't really discuss it.
Exactly. Or discussing what you tend to like do to the wife and things like that. Like, you don't really want to discuss it in public. So.
No.
Yeah.
And this is, as much as it is just us two talking, you know, garage, it is a bit of a public forum, isn't
it? Exactly, it is. But what I find funny is, like, we are really getting, like, a lot of downloads. I reckon there'd have to be, because always, whenever we put it up, it always says, like, it's the Herald Sun quiz, blah, blah, blah. There'd have to be people from the Herald Sun that have heard it.
That have, yeah.
Or heard of it.
And then just thought they're butchering our paper.
Good. Well, sad party, here we are once again.
And they haven't called us to give us stock options in their paper or nothing.
I know. It's
absolutely buckus from their own time.
It's useless.
We're giving them a shout out every week.
Yeah. And I still have nothing to return. Like, we still have to pay $1.70 per issue to get the stupid Herald Sun to
do. And what number are you on now? 42?
This is 41.
41.
Don't get ahead of yourself, mate.
Sorry, mate. So we've spent 41 times $1.70.
Yeah. So that's like $350, I think.
Just in papers.
Yeah, $350 per issue times 41. That's like $12,000. I don't know what's going on. Well, how are you, Mitch?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Just for a little square of the paper that we use. It's a big outlay.
That's a lot. I had a supermarket altercation the other day.
Yes, my favourite.
Well, I didn't see the altercation.
What do you mean? How'd you have it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't part of the altercation. I saw the altercation.
Yes, nice.
A lady was screaming at a guy who works on the checkout there because he was sitting there.
Was it the self-serve checkout?
No.
And she was just yelling at the screen.
But there was a kid working on the checkout. He would have been probably 17 years old, just kicking back, eating a packet of peanuts while he's serving people.
Good.
And this lady was losing it at him because of the fact that, I don't know, she must have a kid with a peanut allergy or something like that. And she's losing it at him, and he's sitting there eating the peanuts still while she's cracking it.
Nice.
And he goes, and he said, "What are you talking about, lady?" And and I thought that was pretty good. And she was losing it. And I reckon there's going to come a time when they have to actually put like a gate or whatever on the peanut aisle, like the area with peanuts in the supermarket.
Is it that bad, the peanut allergy thing?
It's peanut allergies. Look, it's controversial, but peanut allergies, a lot of them happen from people not eating peanuts or peanut foods while they're pregnant with kids at all.
Yeah.
So they don't build up a tolerance to it. But I'm sure there is, like, obviously there is people who are actually allergic to it and that sort of stuff. Because, yeah,
feel like there's so many, people are so allergic to everything now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm allergic to you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean.
So, do we even say who we are or what we're doing right now?
No.
Oh, sad party.
Have you even mentioned what your name is in any of these podcasts? You don't even know?
I'm Deo. Hello.
People probably think you're Dale or Dane or
Dano.
Because I always just don't call you by your real name because you don't deserve to be called by your real name.
That's
which,
good point.
Actually, to be fair,
isn't
Dale anyway, is it?
Yeah, good point. I realised something the other day.
Did it hurt?
It did. I realised I can't wink. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
You can, but you do your whole neck. You don't need to move your neck.
What I mean is, when I say I can't wink, like, I can do the motion of closing one eye, but I can't say to someone, like, if the wife says, "Do you want to watch this on TV?" And I can say, "I know what I really want to do," and then wink, and I just look like I'm having a stroke at her.
Yeah.
And it's real weird. I don't know.
You can't go, "I'll do the dishes."
Yeah, I can't.
Or, you know.
Yeah, I can't
wink.
Make.
I just winked as well.
I can't make it work. And It really upsets me.
You drop the neck. You do a lot of neck.
I don't know.
Not a lot of eye. You can't just do the eye.
I feel out of balance.
Mm.
I feel like a right-hander using their left hand to throw a tennis ball when I wink. I feel awkward. But I'm really upset that I don't know how to wink.
It's just an odd skill not to have.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
It's like learning how to tie a rope, isn't it?
Tie a rope.
Or your shoelaces. Winking.
You use rope as shoelaces?
Sometimes.
Don't wink at me when you tell me you use rope as shoelaces. But yes, sad party. Hello, my name is Deo. This is Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Dane.
You're the worst.
What?
We do the Herald Sun quiz.
Every Thursday, you've got a bi-monthly regiment.
This has been the worst 5 minutes and 51 seconds. This is shocking. This is the
worst bit of podcasting we've ever done.
Shut up.
In all 49 episodes.
We've got Thursday, March 21st, 2019's Herald Sun quiz here. And I'm going to ask you the questions, Mitchell. Would you like to answer them?
And I'll try my darndest to answer the questions.
And then we will tally our results at the end and either belittle each other or congratulate each other.
Celebrate with a hurrah!
3 huzzahs for Mitch. Did I ever tell you about the way my brother-in-law made me almost wee myself laughing at an 80th birthday party?
No.
We were at his granddad's 80th birthday party, and this was just before his granddad passed away, and he was very old and decrepit. And when they're singing...
It's not very nice to just call him decrepit, is it?
Yeah, but it's true.
Like our bits falling off, like he had the plague? Yeah,
but everyone's singing happy birthday, and then when it comes to hip hip, everyone goes hip hip, and he yells out, replacement! Hip hip, replacement!
Oh, yes!
And it made me almost wee myself. And yeah, we've really got to have Jason on the podcast.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
So your friend said that about his grandpa?
Yeah, my brother-in-law said it about his own grandpa.
Oh, his grandpa. I thought his grandpa said it.
No, his grandpa at the birthday party, and Jason said that. And he's got a very loud, deep voice. So
there's always one person that's the hip hip person, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You can probably pick him early too. You sort of scope, man, you're a hip hip guy. You're a hip hip guy.
Hip hip kind of person.
And then there's enthusiastic hoorays from the sheep and the. Like, my little brother is a full hip hip guy. He loves the hip hip.
Oh, Jesus.
Lives for it. He probably goes to parties he doesn't want to go to just to hip it.
Is that Jed?
No, it's Jake.
Jake.
Middle one, builder.
Do you think maybe you're the least popular brother and that's why they didn't give you one with the same first initial of the name?
Well, I feel like it started with M and then it was Jake and Jed. So it sort of... Oh, yeah, it started with the M and then the J's came after. So really, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason with that. It just is what it is.
Oh, cool story.
Let's do the quiz.
Yes. Number one. What are the 3 colours on the flag of Belgium?
Red, white and black?
I thought it was...
No, red, yellow and black.
Chocolates, waffles and something else.
Napoleon ice cream.
Neapolitan.
Huh?
Not Napoleon ice cream.
Neapolitan.
You're thinking of Napoleon Dynamite.
Wait, what is it?
It wasn't ice cream.
It's Neapolitan ice cream.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Why is it called that?
What? Because Napoleon Dynamite was a person.
No, explain Neapolitan ice cream. Why is it Neapolitan?
I've no
Why idea. Is a combination of chocolate, vanilla and strawberry Neapolitan?
That's a good question. We should look it up.
Is it related somewhat to the Cosmopolitan, the cocktail or not?
I really doubt that. I really doubt that.
Similar end to the words, different start.
Welcome to Sad Party. We struggle with words. I don't know what the 3 colours on the flag of Belgium are. I'm going to say Neapolitan ice cream. I'm going to say the 3 colours are chocolate, vanilla and strawberry.
I think they're black, yellow and red.
Isn't that Hungary? Let me have a look. Number one. Black, yellow and red. Very good, Mitch.
Yeah.
You should almost get 2 points for that one. That was awesome.
I should get a Belgian chocolate as a reward.
Or a waffle. Number 2. Who was the 2nd Governor General of Australia under John Howard? I don't know any Governor Generals ever.
Tony Abbott?
Was he Governor General?
I don't know. He was a guy.
Peter Hollingworth.
Never heard of him.
Sorry, Pete. Number 3. Which song by Lady Gaga starts with the line, "It doesn't matter if you love him"? What song by Lady Gaga? I don't know. I'm not sure. I
don't even know what any of her songs are.
Neither do I.
Poker Face.
Pinata Face. Alright. You say Poker Face, I say I have no idea. Born This Way. Don't know about that one. Oh, cool.
Born This Way.
Number four. As at 2019, who holds the record for winning the most Olympic gold medals?
Ever?
Yeah.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps? I thought it was a runner. What, like Carl Lewis or one of those guys? Because they were doing like the 100 metres and 200 metres and 400 and all the long ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're saying Michael Phelps?
Yeah, he smokes weed.
Phelpsy. I'm going to say Carl Lewis. I'm probably way wrong. Number four. Michael Phelps! Jesus.
Told you, mate. There's a photo of him, and he's got, like, all these Olympic medals, and there's heaps of them right
now. Phelpsy. I remember seeing a thing in the paper when the Olympics was on, and it was talking about how much Michael Phelps eats.
Yeah, man.
And I looked at that, and that's, I thought, insane. I want to be a swimmer.
He eats so much, but yeah. And then, like, he smokes a bit of weed, and everyone freaks out on him.
Yeah.
But he's just dominant.
Yeah.
Well, he was anyway. He's not, yeah, probably not anymore.
Maybe because his granddad was a dolphin.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, he had what do they call it? A dolphoplasty or something. You know, in South Park, have you seen that episode?
God, South Park. Yeah,
dolphoplasty.
We need to hurry up and finish this quiz so I can go inside and just watch some South Park.
Yeah, it's on Stan. I started watching it again.
I know. I need to watch more again. Number five.
It's so political now. It's not like how it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, they get, like when Kyle gets a blackoplasty and he gets those knees done and they've got like testicles in his knees. Have you seen that? And he plays basketball and he gets like, he's too short on the school basketball team, so he gets like a blackoplasty or whatever. They call it negroplasty. That's right. And they dye his skin black and he turns into like a tall black kid.
Oh, okay.
And they put like testicles in his knees and they're like, you're not supposed to jump. And he jumps for a dunk and his knees explode. The testicles in his knees explode.
I need to watch it. I need to watch more.
So good.
Number five. Billy McKay was the winner of which reality TV series in 2015?
Billy McKay?
Yeah.
Not
Billy Piper.
Nah. MasterChef.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never watched any reality TV so I'm not sure. MasterChef. What's going on?
Well, my guesses are coming off.
Number six. Which country lies between Somalia and Tanzania? And we really need to brush up on our Somalia news because there seems to be lots of Somalia questions in the quiz.
I heard someone getting very enthusiastic about Somalis. Somalis? What do they call them? Somalians.
Come on.
Somalis.
So which country lies between Somalia and Tanzania? I have no idea. I'm not even
going to... Nah.
I'm going to say Ethiopia, maybe?
That was what I was going to say. Ethiopia.
Well, seeing as you've got just about every other bloody question right, if you're saying Ethiopia, I'm going Ethiopia. Kenya.
Dude, I was just about to change my answer to that as well. No. Legit.
As well as being a professional boxer, Manny Pacquiao also played
which... Manny Pacquiao.
Pacquiao? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Manny Pacquiao also played which sport professionally?
Soccer.
Did he? Really?
I think so.
I was going to say chess. basketball.
Basketball.
You said it so convincing.
I
think you probably convinced yourself because all your other guesses had been accurate.
Yeah.
Number eight.
The wheels have fallen off now anyway.
Which Australian author wrote the 2018 best-selling novel Arcadia?
Don't know.
I think... I don't know who wrote the novel, but I think Arcadia is the province of Canada where a heap of people were deported from and they were all deported all the way down to New Orleans. And then the Arcadians, that evolved into the term Cajun. Pretty sure that's...
Really?
Pretty sure that's what Arcadia...
Why would they send Canadians all the way down to
the... They weren't Canadians. I think they were part of the French influx into Canada, but they were sort of outcasts. They weren't into any form of religion, but they were really...
French losers.
Yeah, they were like really musically talented and good cooking and that sort of stuff. And they were sent... I think they were sent by ship all the way down to like New Orleans... And they ended up developing their own culture, and that's the whole like Cajun influence in southern parts of America. I think that was the Arcadians. I don't know what that's got to do with the novel. It might not have anything to do with it. I don't know who that author is.
Neither do I.
Di Morrissey.
I was going to say that.
9. True or false? The Paleoproterozoic era is part of the Phanerozoic eon.
Huh?
The Paleoproterozoic era is part of the Phanerozoic eon.
I'm going to say it is.
I'm going to say false. I don't know, but the Paleoproterozoic era, I'm pretty sure Paleoproterozoic era is like 800 million years ago. I think it's like 1.8 billion to 600 million years ago, something like that. I think it's before dinosaurs, because the protozoa were like single-celled and few-celled organisms, I think.
Yeah, but that had to be a transition period, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was around that time. But I don't know, I've never heard of the Phanerozoic eon. Never heard of that, but
an eon seems like a lot of time.
Eon, yeah.
Is that what it is, an eon?
I think an eon's 1,000 years. No, it's not. An eon
would be heaps of years.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say false on that one. What did you say?
True.
False. Finally, I actually get a point.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's my first point.
Is it really?
9. Number 10. Who stars as Sam Carmichael in the 2008 movie Mamma Mia?
Sam Carmichael?
I hate ABBA and I hate musicals. So...
I don't know.
I know that...
Ronan Keating.
I know that that old dried up lady is in it. Is it Glenn Close? Is that the one that's in it?
I think you were close.
Glenn Close, but no donut.
Close, but no cigar.
Is it Glenn Close? No, it's not Glenn Close.
No, it's not. Yeah,
close. I don't know. Like, I already hate this question.
I don't know, I'm out.
Yeah.
Ronan Keating.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh! Pistol Pierce.
Oh, number 11. Which car manufacturer made the Monaro? Mitch is just pausing for posterity here. Of course he knows the answer.
No, wait on.
Shut up.
The Monaro.
You can't see the stupid sly grin that Mitch has got on his stupid head right now.
HSV Holden, mate.
Holden.
The Red Devils.
Number 12.
Hey, speaking of Holden.
Yeah.
No one's going to care about this. Have you seen the new Ford Mustang V8 Cup?
No.
Dude, it looks really cool. That's interesting. Really cool. I like you know what? You work in cars.
Yeah, I know.
But there'd be like V8 people everywhere in your work, wouldn't there?
Yeah, everyone.
V8 supercar people?
No, not really the V8 supercars so much.
The V8 supercars is such good racing.
The guys from my work, they're more into drag racing and that sort of stuff. Yeah, but yeah. I'm gonna check.
Corners are a bit too confusing.
Yeah, exactly. Number 12. In which year of the 1980s was the Rose Bowl women's cricket tournament first played?
89?
I'm going to say 83. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. 85. We're both wrong.
Dang it.
Rose Bowl. That's where they all get together and talk about who was their favourite golden girl.
No, I think the Rose Bowl's when they all sit around and talk about the guys that they've let die out and see while they jump on the cupboard door.
She says, I'll never let you go, Jack, and then
just
lies.
And then just lets her go. Just lies straight to his face and lets him go.
Exactly.
Irony at its finest.
Well, I did terrible in that one.
You did really bad.
You got 4. Mitch got 4, and Deo got 2.
That's
I did absolutely.
Couple of victories in a row for me, isn't it?
I did miserable in that one.
So well, there you go. You can see
maybe I'm getting more and more stupid. Maybe by impregnating the wife, I just oozed all my brains into her, and I'm left with just the stupid.
Well, I think it's because you did a snot rocket.
Oh God, this is degenerating.
I don't know how else to put it. Yeah. If you've lost brain, that's all I'm telling you.
I don't know. It sounds terrible, but I'm feeling really stupid lately. I think I'm just really tired.
You're not looking any smart. You are looking quite stupid as well.
The thing is that I've always looked stupid.
You've got a good head for pretend radio.
Hey, I was thinking the other day, I really, really, really need to buy some new jocks. But I have no idea where to get some from. Do you have any suggestions where I might purchase
jocks? Are we doing this? We're trying to put it in all organically?
I'm just wondering where a man, a real man, can purchase some jocks from.
Well, if you're a fake man.
Yeah.
And they are out there.
Yeah.
You can go to Kmart and buy bonds.
Mm. What would a real man choose trading? To buy, Mitch? Please, inform me. What would a real man choose to buy?
Just say you're a sadist, right? And you want to punish your genitals.
Mm.
For example, what you've done. to your wife.
Yeah. Yep.
You could go down to Coles Express, Coles, and get yourself some tradie undies or some Monday, Wednesday, Friday undies. Or you can reward yourself by putting your junk in something nice. PSDunderwear.com.au, oh, baby.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, all the finest styles, stuff for your ladies.
So not only are they good and satisfactory for hugging your ghoulies, surely, if you're going to all this effort...
Give you a cock a cuddle.
If you're informing people about this fantastic product, surely they might possibly give you a discount code for endorsing their product.
Well, that's right, Dave. The thing is, I wouldn't be sending anyone there for no reward.
Yeah.
By using the code, which I'll bestow upon thee, of Mitch Worrell 2020.
Are you sure it's Mitch Worrell 2020?
No, it's Mitch 2020. Don't worry about my last name. That's my Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Girl. Anyway.
Yep.
You can use the code Mitch2020 to save yourself 25% off. So if you buy 4 pairs, 5th free. 3 pairs, 5th free. 4th, 5th. 4 pairs, 1 free. 5.
3 pairs, 1 free. No. Because you're buying 4 pairs, but you're getting 25% off. Hence, 1 pair is free.
Buy 4 pairs, get 5 and some change off.
This is the...
one off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Buy 8 pairs, get 2 free.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
12 pairs, get 3
free. Do you want me to get my 6-year-old out here to give you a math lesson?
No.
But
no, they do awesome styles. Everything for ladies, gentlemen.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Kids, backpacks, whatever you want. Look at backpacks. Not a backpack?
Really? They got backpacks?
Yeah.
That's actually interesting, Mitchell.
So you can buy 60 pairs of underwear, put them all in your backpack that you just bought.
Go through the airport scanner and they check your bag and they go, why are you a creep and you got 60 pairs of jocks with you?
And you got ladies stuff.
Yeah. If you bought 60 pairs using the code Mitch2020, how many pairs would it be free in that, Mitch?
You're a dick.
How many pairs would be free, Mitch?
There would be a total of...
How many pairs would be free, Mitch?
There'd be, I don't know, 15 odd.
That's correct. 15 pairs would be free. There you go. PSD underwear, give your cock a cuddle.
Hey, just one more thing.
Yep.
Give us $50.